A reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. From Mount Horeb, the people set out by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, but they became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then poisonous serpents appeared among the people, and they bit the people, so that many of them died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Holy One and against you. Pray to God to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and God said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Herein is wisdom. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the chosen one be lifted up, that whoever believes may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave God's own beloved child, so that everyone who believes may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God's beloved was not sent into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world may be saved. Herein is good news.